Dennis House is with us this morning, and he has just had some of the guys that are going to run for the big office. And we'll see you. Dennis, good morning, good morning.
Good morning to you, Brad. How are you, my friend?
Well, we're doing well, and boy, you're stacking them up over there, aren't you?
We are busy, busy, busy these days, but it's all a good thing.
What do you think about Luke Bronin, our mayor right now? Of course, there are those that think that he's going to go. I don't think so, but that's just me. What does it look like to you?
Well, there are six candidates running for mayor this year so far. They are Craig Stallings, Brandon McGee, Eddie Perez, Stan McCauley, Aaron Lewis, and Luke Bronin. They're all competing, well, at least five of them, in the Democratic primary coming up in August. There will likely be a Republican candidate, although one has not come forward yet. So we're talking about seven people. And in Hartford, there tends to be a lot of apathy. The voter turnout tends to be kind of low, but this is Luke Bronin's first go at re-election. He was elected in 2015. And Eddie Perez, of course, who was part of a corruption scandal and resigned nearly 10 years ago, is trying to launch a comeback.
And that is going to be the big one, but there are those who don't think that he's going to make it, but that's just some of the rumors that I've heard.
Well, Luke Bronin's certainly raising a lot of money. There are some people who say that the city ran better under Mayor Perez. That's what he's arguing. And there are, of course, some who say that Hartford is on now the right path with Mayor Bronin in charge and that things are starting to move forward, but the city still has a host of financial problems. And some of them there is no easy fix for them.
What do you feel? You have been doing this in a tremendous job. You've got a great following. But what do you think, for example, about Eddie Perez coming on after he has gone through some tough times? Do you think that still has a shot?
Well, there are some who believe that because of what he did, that he should not get a second chance to run the city of Hartford because of all the Fortune 500 companies here, the proximity to state government. There are some of his supporters who will say, well, look at Joe Ganim, look at what he's done. But there was also much more of a demand to have Joe Ganim come back than I'm seeing here for Eddie Perez. There are some, though, who are upset with Mayor Bronin for making a promise to commit to 4 years in office, and then less than 2 years into that, he decided he was going to run for governor. So he needs to get over that. I know that he's reportedly committed to serving a full four-year term this time, and the question is, will the voters believe him? I think that was one of the things. Hartford has been so battered over the years by, you know, various forces, various people, that people wanted someone who was really committed to the city of Hartford, and I think that's what they're looking for.
But you know something, you love Hartford just like I love Hartford, and I see the changes that are already taking place in Hartford. And you know, Hartford is now appealing to younger folks. That's another big thing that we have to say thank you to.
It is, you know, in the recent years, there's no arguing, you know, arguing that Hartford is certainly on the upswing in many ways. You walk downtown, you can feel it. There are apartments going up all the time, and the vacancy rate in these, the occupancy rate rather in these, is really stunning, Brad. It's over 90% in almost all of these new structures, so they can't build them fast enough, and people want to live downtown. Part of the factor is that millennials don't like to drive as much as previous generations. They want to be able to be in their apartment and walk to work, and you've got all the employers downtown, so that's one of the factors in these filling right up.
Well, you're putting some very, very big pluses on what is going to happen to Hartford, and I'm in Hartford a great deal, and there's no question there are big changes going on, and there are younger people that are coming in and really enjoy it.
There certainly are. I mean, yeah, there's still some major problems in Hartford. I mean, you look at the Civic Center, the Excel Center, something needs to be done with that. There's still the question of why is it a mile and a half away to West Hartford Center, and they have this thriving area where restaurants are constantly coming, and if there's a place vacant, it fills up pretty quickly. In Hartford, you've got places that have been, you know, closed for 10 years. you still have a sense of, you know, there are some people who still don't necessarily feel safe in the city. That's not necessarily justified, but, you know, you still see people riding an ATV through downtown in the middle of the day on a Saturday and wondering, where are the police? And I get that from a lot of people. Why are, you know, letting it that appearance that, you know, people are allowed to do this. There's also the parking thing. People still complain about the parking downtown. It's a little bit easier to park in West Harper Center than it is downtown. I know we have plenty of garages, but there are more hoops to jump through, if you know what I mean. There are fewer parking spots, and now many of the new spots are really small. You know, you can't fit a big car in them. So, but if that's what they want to do, and I think in many ways that does hurt visitors.
Dennis House, my special guest, who has just interviewed some potential folks that could be the head of the city, but I don't know. I just think it's going to be hard to take out Luke Bronin. I really do. That's just my own gut feeling.
Well, he certainly is a formidable candidate, and you know, there's no arguing that. You know, when you go downtown, you do see that Hartford is on the upswing. And I think a lot of it, too, I think Governor Lamont's going to play a big role in this because I think, you know, the state is very vested in the city of Hartford. And I think the governor's eventually going to get involved. He hasn't endorsed anyone yet because I think he's standing back. But, you know, I think he's going to have to make a decision as to who he wants to work with and who he wants the, you know, to run the city while he's in charge.
Well, it's going to be very, very interesting. And I'll tell you, Dennis, great to see you. On three, and what a job that you have done.